My name is Tom Mulroy, guys. I'm the team lead at Team Fruitfold, and we're here to show you our game today, Nuts and Bolts. With me today is Dave. He'll be here to run the machine and also to answer any art questions if you guys have got it. So Nuts and Bolts, it's a puzzle platformer, and it's 2.5D, which is 3D assets, but set on a 2D plane. And it's about you control two characters, a big robot named Bolts, a little girl named Nuts, and you use their strengths and weaknesses together to overcome different obstacles, different puzzles that you come across as you wait. So, what we got is things like, like the robot's big, he's heavy, he's strong, so he can take a lot of damage, maybe bash his way through obstacles that he otherwise couldn't get through, but he can't jump, he can't swim, he's heavy, he's large. Nats, on the other hand, she's small, she's agile, but she's also fragile. So, you know, she can reach high places, climb through small vents, that kind of thing. Reach levels that the big robot can't interact with. They have a dependence on each other because, the big robot, like, he's a robot, so he can't function too well without, like, a controller, without a mechanic. So, but then they can use their different abilities together. So, for example, the big robot could, like, say, throw the girl up over a wall that she couldn't get up by just jumping herself. So they can use their abilities together to overcome different things. So, that like, together they are stronger than some of their parts. So we're going to show a video now, which is a little vertical slice of the level that we've got. So we've got the big robot Bolts, and in front of him is a wall that otherwise couldn't be moved through. Because he's big and strong, he can smash his way through it in trouble. So this is an example of an obstacle. So we've got like a runway that's moving too quickly for the big robot to move across, and the little girl, when she's in the level, she also can't get through it, so we've got to find another way around it. So you can kind of see a balcony up there, so something that we could do is make our way up there, the robot throws the girl up, and then she can start making her way across. And she's found a way into a different part of the level, so she can access the switch which allows them to progress. So we have lots of plans for different things, like enemies, mostly just sort of like a flavor filler for the level, things that you can just easily smash your way through. More complex puzzles, this is more of a tutorial kind of setting where it's just quite laid out. It's quite defined sort of like what the strengths and weaknesses are of the bird. So we're hoping to have sort of like one really well-defined level, design things one level at a time, but we hope to have sort of multiple levels with different sort of visual things as well. And that's sort of our programs. Thank you.
So you're not listed programmers?
I'm a programmer. Dave's our art man for today in terms of the questions. We have four programmers and six artists.
Oh, okay.
Yep. How many level designers do you have?
one and a half, I would say.
You need more.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially if you want to do multiple levels.
Yep.
Make sure that your art team and your level design team kind of get along well, because we did puzzle platformer for my project a couple of years ago,
sure.
And one of the big problems was that because of the game mechanics, the artists made certain assets for certain mechanics, and since those mechanics were overused, and they felt like those mechanical assets looked bad, there was a lot of like fighting because I was saying, no, stop using this kind of platform because it looks ugly. Bit of an interesting thing. But it was like, but that's what you need for the gameplay.
Yeah.
So just sort out those relationships early.
What we have is myself, who's programming lead and also kind of like an overall sort of organizer and director.
Yeah.
Dave is our technical artist, and we have a designer as well on top of that. And we all regularly every day we sit together and sort of talk it out. Hopefully our relationship manages to hold up. Yeah.
Just think 90% of your game is level design.
Okay.
Yep.
You've established what you think the mechanics are and how the two different... You've really defined the roles of the two characters well,
yep.
And you've got this great idea of how they will become dependent on each other.
Sure.
But it seems to me that if you want to have a game which has any depth at all, or any problem solving, like gratification,
sure,
instead of there is an obvious one solution,
yeah,
that takes good level design, and
yeah,
you're going to need a lot of people playing and testing and getting very out of faith. Like, so you need to lock down all of your mechanics early.
Yep.
Spend the rest of your time doing it. I think Xander's
group went
through that.
Yeah,
sure.
We've had a few AI groups go through that, by the way, so send me after for what advice on that.
I know this is at a very early stage,
course,
so
yeah,
you know, you may have already addressed this, or it may not even be an issue, but just my thoughts on the road view. First thing is, it feels like the pace needs to be like maybe at 50% faster than
okay,
right now. It just felt
painfully
slow.
Yeah,
I just wanted to get there a little bit quicker.
Sure.
The other thing too is, actually, there's two more points. One, can you switch between, when you switch between the characters, does that, because when you switch between the robot to the girl,
yeah,
the robot is still there. So are you always a robot and then you switch between the girl?
So
can you, I'm just a little bit confused about.
So visually, it's not well defined. Because it's early stages. So what we had initially, which is what you saw here, was that the idea was that the girl would sort of be either riding on the shoulder of the robot, or like maybe there's a control panel that she's sitting in to help control the robot.
Right.
And then she can leave that and go about and do her own business. And initially, we wanted the robot to be inactive while she went about and did sort of extra things, and then she'd have to come back. That could get a little frustrating, a bit time-consuming unnecessarily, so we're starting to think of maybe have multiple puzzle solutions where the robot and the girl can be switched between and interact.
Well, that kind of answers my third question, because after you solve the puzzle,
yeah,
you walk all the way back.
Yes.
And then walk again.
Yeah.
So you kind of are doubling up on.
Exactly.
Irrelevant doubling up.
And the second
why
frustrating thing with that as well is, of course, level design, which ties into what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
So the level is too big. Something that we've talked about, we want to downsize it, sort of, yeah.
I don't know if having the little girl controlling the robot is a bad thing,
yeah,
and you do that. I think if everything is sped up, then
yeah,
that wouldn't feel so bad.
Yeah.
See, when she solved the puzzle and she dropped down, I would have thought that you'd press a button or something, like a homing beacon, and the robot would just walk over to her,
yeah.
Then you continue on because you've solved that puzzle.
We thought of like a go back to the robot button where you just sort of like teleport kind of thing. But our concern was that it sort of took away from sort of like we wanted to have a really nice like sort of atmosphere and environment, and like if you could just sort of go back to the thing, it kind of broke that a little in the sense like
play Lost Vikings.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lost Vikings.
Totally. Yeah, that's actually a huge inspiration
for
it.
Red Dead Redemption, you whistle for your horse.
Yeah.
He takes a while, but he gets there.
Yeah.
So, what is kind of the difference between this game and Trine?
Well, for one, the split character mechanic is the obvious one. Other things are, it's not going to be quite so, I guess, the artistic setting will be different. At the moment, because it's all greys, we don't have any texturing, it comes across very sort of like dark, and then with mood lighting like Trine, we're hoping to set that apart with lots of steam, lots of moving parts. Like, just basically thematically sell it differently.
Okay. Well, Trine, gameplay-wise, has this... Like, because you seem to have the ninja chick with the, like, you have the high mobility and you have the fighting guy, right?
Sure.
Trine also has the wizard, and he has the boxes, and you can make the boxes. One of the most fun things is, like, in the co-op, you know, using the boxes to do with your friends or whatever. I felt like the boxes were such a huge part of Trine that that's kind of what I'm feeling might be missing from the gameplay of this one, because it feels like you might need just a little bit more variety in what these characters can do, because I think that you're going to run out of puzzles very quickly.
Yeah, which is why we kind of wanted to limit it to one, maybe two levels, so that
yeah,
we didn't run into that. On top of, to address that, something we'll be talking about is different ways that the two characters interact together.
Okay.
So things like we talked about how the robot can shoot up a rope arm that the girl can then walk along, but that, you know, we're talking about different things, but we're not 100% sure.
What I'd say to do, like, you know, at that level there, you should make, I would probably say, like, when I worked on one of these platforming games with a designer in Brisbane, I think he made about 48 rooms like that,
yeah,
with every impossible thing that you can do with a throw. If you can't make 48 puzzles with your throw, it's not a strong enough mechanic.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's an example of something to think about. Like, what can you do? I'd possibly think about going to 2D. I've said this to a lot of groups. You do all these really great 2D concept art, and then you bring me a 3D demo, and it's like, you're never going to get something that looks half as good as that in your 3D sort of game.
Yeah.
For what you're doing a 2D side-on game.
Yeah.
That's really what you're doing. Like, would it make your asset workload a lot less just to have 2D?
2D is my favorite setting for a game. Personally, it's my favorite to develop in. But our art team, not all of them are hand drawers. And also, we have 6 artists, and we thought maybe going to 3D might allow them some room to actually play around with the skills they've been learning over 2 years. So it's more of a team constraint.
I think, of all the conversions that I've seen here, I think yours is working the best, going from 2D to 3D. I think it's definitely working the best. And I think maybe once we've got textures on there,
sure,
this,
that sort of stuff.
Just so you guys know, this team definitely has some of our strongest artists of all of them.
Yeah,
I've got all my confidence they can do it.
I my gut feeling with this is it could be a real fun game.
Yeah.
But where I would look for the fun is in that puzzle solving between the two characters.
Yeah.
And what you showed me was a tantalizing hint at it, but I felt like you were about 20% of where you could be.
Yeah.
And I understand that it's just a very basic demo to get the thing, but the reason I'm saying this is concern that if I don't say this, you'll assume that what you've got is okay,
yeah,
and you'll continue on with the design part that you're on right now.
In that way,
so I think all the guys have sort of touched on this a little bit, and I'm just going to reiterate what everyone's kind of already said. But I think, you know, that puzzle solving dynamic between the two characters, you've got to feel that, like maybe when you're walking along, the two characters are walking along side by side, and then when you get to a point where you need to make a choice, you choose like A button or B button. A button is a robot, B button is a girl. So they're always in the same room together, on the same plane together. So, I'm going to choose a girl to do this. Oh, hang on a second, she's a bad choice. I'm going to choose a robot to do this, because the demo you showed me was, if the mechanic you've got right now, always a girl that's going to basically solve the puzzle.
Yeah.
The robot's going to do all the, you know, basic stuff like break through things, shoot things.
Yeah.
Okay. What else? So that I think that for me is the biggest concern. I'm actually not that concerned with your art and design. I actually think you guys are pretty close. But it's going to be your level design and your mechanics.
Actually, just made a really valid point. What does the robot do? Like.
Yeah.
Like, what does the robot do that the girl can't?
Yeah.
That isn't just going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. So, at this point, to go back to a design thing that is not yet implemented in any way, is like the combination stuff. Individually, we wanted the robot to be very much reliant on the girl. This may be a bad thing, but that's how we kind of thought that was sort of more what we wanted, was that the girl did most of the puzzle stuff and the robot did like sort of the fun. Because in sort of going back to trying, I found like the knight character who had the sword, he had some interactions with his shield, which was really nice.
Yeah.
But a lot of the reasons why you switched to him, in my opinion, was just to sort of like just swing the sword around a bit,
yeah,
and just have a bit of sort of like hack and smash kind of fun.
Yeah.
So we wanted the robot to kind of fill that role, in the sense that you smash things, you kind of, you know, go through walls, that kind of stuff, and then for the puzzle solving thing, it was like the interactions or the girl.
I was gonna say, like, another thing you could just do is you always play as the girl, and it's like all those Disney cartoons where the girl has like a pet tiger. It's like, come here, kitty, come here, kitty.
Yeah.
And then when an enemy's there, it's like, kitty go, kitty go.
Yeah.
So you control the girl, and the robot's moving around. So essentially, as the girl, you're controlling the robot who you're dependent on.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're never actually the robot.
That could be a very good way to go.
Yeah, I think that's also good, because, going back to trying, exactly, no one plays the warrior unless they actually need to smash through things, and that's partially also because the wizard and the rogue or whatever are so damn fun to solve puzzles with. So
yeah.
So if you're making a combat game,
heavens no.
then the robot might come into his own and you might see him as a valid character,
yeah,
but it looks like you're very focused on the puzzles, and so you might even be able to just get rid of the combat,
yep,
possibly. But yeah, I agree. Like, the robot maybe should just be a tool set by which the girl can manipulate the environment and
sure.
stuff.
I think you need to do more than just play the Lost Vikings. I think you guys need to finish it.
I've
played it through a couple of times.
And your designer has as well?
I'm not sure, actually. I know he's played it. I don't know if he's finished it.
Because I really think, like, I see these game ideas come along quite often, actually, because it's a really nice idea. But when you play the prototype that people have made, there's only one way to solve every puzzle, and it's either blindingly obvious or too hard to figure out.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that is the selling point of the game.
Yeah.
Really. Like, all of the cute characters and all of the nice art and everything else don't add up to anything if you've got this forced dependency between two characters who could essentially be one character, basically.
Yeah. And I can tell you all day that of course we'll do that, but at the end of the day we've got to deliver it. So
yeah.
You know, with a prototype it's really hard to sort of be able to show really quickly what a game experience would be without making it obvious. So
yeah.
I'd say with every feature, make sure you have your value there. You guys have mountains of work to do.
Sure.
I reckon you can do it, but make sure every time you put something in, it's like,
it's
has this earned its place? Is it
yeah.
going to give us a lot of result?
It would be easy on the cutting. If something doesn't look like it's going to be that fun, just get rid of it
yeah.
before they start the art for it.
Sure.
The other thing is, if you do want to make this codependent system between the girl and the robot,
yeah.
you do have to make very sure that it's not frustrating. Kind of what Dan was saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Choose the simplest, easiest things to implement this whole, staircase out of the arm thing. Find a simple way to implement
yeah.
it.
Yeah, no, that was definitely just a
go
just chatting about that one. Yeah. There's so many ways we can be creative with this. As you say, the truth is just not getting too ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. I'd really love to see some world building. You've got a robot and a little girl, but I don't give a damn about them. In the same way that I stopped playing Trine after about 5 minutes because I hated all the characters. Whereas Portal, everyone loves Portal and it's good design, but it's telling a story and it's got this amazing world and amazing characters.
Mm.
Even if you can't get it for this, at least have in mind where they're going or what they're doing. It'll make designing puzzles easier. It'll make building the levels or deciding how they should interact easier because you'll have an idea of who the characters are.
And that's such a good point. And something we'd love to do is focus on the relationship between the two characters, make the robot in a way like a comic relief, do all that kind of stuff. But we're just concerned about time and how much of a priority that takes over just getting a game.
Always time for character design.
Great.
Yeah.
Even if someone just writes a conversation between them.
Yeah.
Like, has anyone tried? Like, what are
we actually
like?
Have a backstory, in terms of how they met and why they're there.
Yeah, well, that's
we've
cool.
Got that.
Show it to,
got
show
that.
It to players somehow.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you've got people who have good voices, then a lot of the development could well just be you're walking down a hallway that separates two gameplay areas and they just have a little conversation. But then, you're adding sound dev onto that, but it might be worth it,
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be these very dialogue pop up and this and that and story everywhere sort of thing.
Yeah.
yeah.
Another thing we considered was having the robot be kind of an NPC interaction that you worked around, in kind of another world kind of style where you have the prisoner that you travel with. Go all over the place.
You've got a lot to do.
Lots. We're having a lot of fun with it, though. Thank you guys so much for
being
here. Cheers. Have a good day.
Oh, of course.
It's
your presence for going past.
Oh, cheers.
Thank you very much, you guys, for hanging around for quite a long day.
Are you hanging around?
I'm just going to head to the Abercrombie for a tiny bit, then I'm heading to Jen's and James's.
Did you get that Facebook thing?
Thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Jen's just having a small house party.
I hope you mildly enjoy
James
yourself.
Back.
The students,
good.
At least.
I
really appreciate the favour if you don't.
I
just seem to have ended up on
the
right.
The ones I don't think they'll do. I don't think they've got any chance.
James is in the US.
He's still in my diet.
But he gets back on the weekend. So she's having Sunday. So she's just having a last night alone thing.
I don't
think tomorrow with family or something and then James is back.
Real chance.
It's just a small thing, I think. I don't know what it is.
So these ones.
I don't actually think I can change
plans.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like
I was just going to head to the
other
project for like an hour.
Catch up with the anyway.
Fingers of Steel.
She said that she's going to be going crazy to meet the cat lady.
Oh, she totally did.
Totally
turned into a cat lady.
Yeah.
Today she was talking all about like those two or
something. Oh, it's like a lot of them, like.
I was trying to eat her plant, so she was scolding the cat, and now she's thinking that she needs to sit down with a champagne to calm her nerves after going off at the little children. Meanwhile, Gandalf's been sleeping on me while I sleep, and then.
If anyone could pass her a crazy cat lady,
Yeah.
She does it
well. So, what did you think all up?
That was my
opinions
anyway. Yeah, no, that's excellent.
Like,
excellent.
Really
excellent.
Really
excellent.
I'm so happy
you
that we
don't
can
get
just end up with nothing but phone games, nothing but shooters.
I showed them. I actually.
So, it's kind of good.
We get them to do cell sheets for the R thing, and it's on their own
stuff.
And then they all assume
platforms
here. And I'm like, yes, oh, we plan to do it. I'm like, whatever.
The reason why. But the RTS was very broken.
That's part of our training. The abilities that begin to
look, we don't expect
that. I would just say
when they come here,
they
give us this.
It feels like people have actually erred on the side of achievability. Just don't have it.
I mean, all these teams.
They're a lot. I feel like they just don't have any focus.
It's like a soccer game. Soccer game is like,
if they don't
want to
be good
at two people playing with their fingers on iPads, video games.
Most of our guys don't want to be.
Prototype is very broken.
The story will be a bit different.
That's refreshing.
I think it's good that he's doing a simple thing.
I like that he didn't go from the idea of I'm going to make a cool story, but instead went, I think I could engage these people on a marketing level and get them to promote.
I like the way that it was actually like,
it's
all about marketing. That was a good idea.
That's kind of good.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, thanks for your time and stuff. It was very, very good.
The Decimation RTS team, the first one, they've already started redesigning the game.
They're
I told Beck to talk about
yeah, their redesign is ending up like XCOM. Their redesign so far that they told me before puts it more down closer to, say, an XCOM, a Baldur's Gate, a Dawn of War 2. No bases at all. You only have a set limited group that you have to do the thing with.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
They kind of pulled back quite a bit.
And obviously,
the one where they needed to.
I didn't hear the beginning.
The next date with these monsters, guys, is
like 2 months.
Alpha, about 2 months from now. So I'll send you an email if you want to come.
You're welcome to always
see the progress.
You're welcome to drop by on a Friday afternoon and check them out anyway.
We do biweekly playtesting every year.
Wasn't broken on PC.
Alpha.
This is my friend still there.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, they got
oh, they do? In here?
Oh, no, in Melbourne.
Oh, that's
one
still
full. One day.
Someone
oh,
didn't like
that.
Their lashes.
Queen as a whistle.
Just want some jubes, the black jubes that no one eats.
So racist.
Exactly.
Black jubes that nobody eats. You know, Urban Dictionary brings up noob as a Jewish noob.
With a link to what noob means.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
The first thing that... when they said our game's called that, I go, the first thing you're doing is going to Urban Dictionary and checking back
Jube
as a racial slur. no thanks, I'm good.
Bring back
Jubes? No, don't trust that team. Thanks, I'm Sam.
Yeah, no worries.
Appreciate it, hey.
You think they drunk the Jubes?
No one ate whatever the hell this is.
I don't know what it is, and I don't think anyone else does, so. Is more of this shit.
Oh, my phone.
Yeah, more of this.
Oh, it's still recording. Great.
Oh, sweet.
I'm going to have to.